Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud, Nida Mem Zayin, Nida 47a, pagination is 93. We'll start midway on the page, middle of the line, Masnisin at the new Mishnah. This Mishnah is a continuation in the series of Mishnayos discussing ages of childhood into adulthood and the halachic ramifications of each age. So we started with birth. We moved on to age 3 of a girl, age 9 of a boy, and then as we approached adulthood, the year before, regarding the laws of vows. And now we're describing as a young lady enters adulthood. And there are three stages. She remains a child until a certain point. Then there's the beginning of the simanim, the signs of adulthood. And then there's tzemel, which is the point where she's considered fully blossomed. And the Mishnah indeed compares, by way of metaphor, to a fruit, which blossoms, develops until it is complete. So the very first stage, if we glance at Rashi is a little bit higher on the page in her commentary. Rashi says, regarding the word paga, which is going to be the word in the Mishnah, calls a man she'ein la simen, as long as she does not have any sign of maturity, lo bidadim, not in the breasts, velo besairos, and not in the hairs of the private area, that is lacking simen. And then we proceed from there as the signs of maturity present. So the Mishnah states, Mashal mashlu chachamim be'isha. The rabbis talked by way of metaphor regarding the stages of a girl entering maturity, womanhood. Paga, that's the beginning where we are dealing with a bud, so to speak, where there's no sign yet of maturity. Bochel, which is a small fruit, it's the beginning. Vitzemel, Rashi says, is a word derived from Yatzisa Mileya, Tzemel. She's going out complete. She's fully developed. And once we have these terms in place and we understand that it's a progression in stages of maturity, so therefore we can use these terms and simply describe the ramifications of each stage. Paga, in that earliest stage, referred to as a bud, Oda Tinokis, she's still a child, and all the ramifications of underage are in play. Bochel, a small fruit, Elu Yimei Ne'ureha, these are the days of Nairus, which are typically described as the 6 months after she becomes a bas mitzvah. Bezu'u v'zu amru, regarding both stages, underage and the first 6 months after bas mitzvah, amru, this is the statement that we find in the Mishnah, avia zakai b'mitzi'asa uv'ma'asa yodeha, the father has the rights on something that she finds. It goes to him. If she finds $1 million and for some reason it doesn't have to be returned to its owner, it's just faceless money, so then it's finders keepers. There's no one to return it to. So then the father would get that money. Her earnings, he supports her, he provides for her, and whatever she earns goes to him. And he has the ability to nullify her vows. Semel, once she reaches this new level of Yatsa Samaleya, fully mature, Kevin Shebogra, she's reached Bagrus, that's the 6 months after Bas Mitzvah, she's reached that mark, Shuv Ein L'Avia Rishuspa, at that point, the father no longer has any control over her. She's an adult, according to Halacha. Regarding this term, Naira, so on a technical level, Naira is a very specific age. It's from the time of Bas Mitzvah for the first 6 months. One would assume as well that the word Nar, in the male form, refers to a lad, to a person of a certain age bracket. However, it's important to be aware that the word is sometimes used more of an expression if a person is acting in a certain subservient way, or sometimes in a narish way, a youthful, immature way. We sometimes use the expression as well. But just as an example, in Parshas Vayera by the Akedah, Avram says, El Na'arav, to his lads, one of whom was Yishmael, who was at this point older than Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was in his 30s. He says, Va'ani Vahana'ar, referring to Yitzchak, who's in his 30s. So the simple understanding is, why is he referring to Yitzchak as a Na'ar? Because he's acting in a heavenly, spiritual, positive way, but totally subservient to the prophecy of his father and going through with the Akedah. So he referred to him as the Nar. His, another approach would be, my boychik, my lad. But in a technical sense, he's not of that age. It's being used even for someone who is older. And again, Na'arav, Yishmael was even older. And the expression is being used for him as well, as he's the support staff of Avraham. He's acting as his mishores, his gabai, his worker, and therefore that expression can be used. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.